Welcome to Hope It's Here. When asked, do you feel like you've been wandering around dealing with a situation for several weeks, months, maybe even years? Well, we've got good news for you today. We've been talking about that this week on Hope Is Here, and we've been basing this off of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Moses was talking to the Israelites before they were getting ready to enter the Promised Land after they had wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. And we've been sharing four lessons that we can learn from just these two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And those two verses simply say, be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you and to order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. And that's what we're trying to do with Hope Is Here, is to help you keep God's commands, but to also know that he loves you and cares for you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Some of you listening today, you need to be reminded of that. That if God is for us, who can be against us? And that the victory is overwhelmingly ours through Christ Jesus. Or that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus in Romans chapter 8, I think it's verse 37. But I want to encourage you to remember that with man it may be impossible, but with God all things are possible. And we've been talking about four lessons we can apply in our lives that Moses shared with the Israelites there in just those two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. We talked about two already this week. One is we can learn to, we need to stay humble. Man, stay humble, watch that pride factor and comparing our lives, what we have, compare what others have. And we've talked about that several times on Hope Is Here that, you know, comparing is just not a good thing. When you compare your life to others, one of two things always happens. Either one, you have it better than somebody else, so pride sets in. Or two, if somebody's got it better in this area you have, whether it's the car they drive, the house they live in, how much money they make, you know, where their kids are going to college, I mean, you name it, then also self-pity sets in. And neither one of those are God-honoring, pride or self-pity. So, you know, we just have to be careful with pride, and that comparison thing can really get us in trouble. The first thing we did, we talked about staying humble. Then our second program, we talked about a second lesson we can apply in our lives that Moses shared in those two verses, is that our faith is going to be tested. You know, the Israelites, they went through a lot of testing in those 40 years of wandering around the wilderness. And yet, even though they're going to go into the land of milk and honey, the promised land, their faith is going to be tested again. And so if you missed either one of those two programs, I would encourage you to go back to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can check those out. They're only 14 minutes long. I would also encourage you to subscribe to Hope Is Here. We're on iTunes. We're on the Podbean app. We also have a channel on YouTube. If you would subscribe to that, also give us a review. Let people know how much you enjoy us. It helps people find us easier when they're looking for Hope Is Here. So know that God's really blessing a lot of people through this program. I appreciate the people that put reviews on our Facebook page and sharing how God is speaking to them through that. Also appreciate our financial partners that help us, and we could really use your help to help make this ministry possible as we enter the summer months. Well, the third thing that I want is a lesson that God spoke to me a few years ago when I read this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, that we can apply to our life so we don't have to wander around 40 years like the Israelites did, is I want to ask you, what's inside your heart? You know, a lot of times when we're wandering around things and stuff, a lot of times it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. You know, what's inside? We live in a culture here in the United States that people are so much worried about the exterior, what people see on the outside, what they look like, what they drive, and clothes they wear, and where they live. But I'm so thankful that, man, the God that we love and serve, that's not what he looks at. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says, for the Lord does not see as people see. For a person looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Man, isn't that great to know today that God is not comparing us the way the world does? He's not seeing how we measure up on our exterior things in our life. He's looking at the inside of our lives, our one and only heart that he gives us. You know, you think about your heart, think about where it's located in your body. I mean, it's right there in the center, but it's behind our ribs, and man, it's really hard to get to. I remember my dad had triple bypass surgery, and he's now with Jesus, but it's been almost 30 years ago since that happened. And the fact of the matter was, you know, back then they had to crack his chest open to get in and do the triple bypass surgery. And, you know, it was just such a clear visual to me that day that, you know, God really wants us to protect our heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." In other words, your heart's the foundation of everything. And it's not just your physical heart. I mean, obviously, you got to have that. You can't live without. But, you know, the emotions, just all the things that go in your heart. And, man, there's a lot of junk out there. I tell you, you know, I like TV, but I've been thinking about canceling my cable. I've got DirecTV, and I love it. Man, I love sports, but don't watch a lot of TV. But I also think about, you know, as I flip through the channels sometimes in between commercials or looking for a sporting event or something, just not a lot of good things on. And been thinking about that some because I want to be holy, because the Bible tells us we need to be holy. And also, it just makes your heart feel better. It's just a better way to live. And I love what David said. Some of you are listening think, maybe, you know, my heart's not real clean. But you know what David said, who obviously did some, you know, bad and selfish things in his life. But I love that the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. It's the only person that was said about that in the Bible. So even though he made a mistake, many mistakes, he would always come back to God and ask forgiveness. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean like you can be a habitual sinner and that you're not going to have consequences. There's always consequences to sin. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of times we're extended grace, and God has given me so much grace in my life as he has you. But the fact of the matter is, after David had done some things that were just not God-honoring, he came back, and Psalm 51:10 is one of the best just confessions that he gave to the Lord. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me." And for some of you today, maybe that just needs to be your prayer. God, just create in me a new heart. Man, just give me a right spirit within me, a new fresh spirit within me. And I read a great book called Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire by Jim Cimbala. That's C-Y-M-B-A-L-A. Jim Cimbala, really, really good. Talking about the Holy Spirit, but it also just talks about your heart. Well, the fourth and final thing I want to share with you from this passage of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 2, we talked about staying humble, our faith will be tested, 3, what's inside your heart. And then the fourth and final lesson that I think we can apply in our life so that we don't have to wander 40 years from these two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2 is, I want to ask you, will you live by God's word or by your way? I mean, we talked about John chapter 3, verse 30 in yesterday's program where John the Baptist said that Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And the fact of the matter is, in the Lord's prayer, it says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But one day as I was reading that, I felt like God said, "Yeah, let's be honest, Greg." He said, "Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven." It's, you're saying most of the time, God, is Greg, is it's Greg's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to ask you today, when have you just prayed that prayer and said, "God, you know, what is your will for my one and only life?" It doesn't matter whether you're 16 or you're 86. God's got a plan every day for each and every one of us. And the fact of the matter is, it's hard because a lot of times we just want to do what we want to do. And God loves to bless his kids and wants them to have fun. But I love Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. It's a 40-day devotional type book, one of the best-selling books of all time, and one of my top 10 books that I've ever read. And here's the amazing part. It sold millions upon millions of copies. And yet, amazingly, the first sentence in that book is simply, "It's not about you." I read that and I thought, it's not about you? Really? It's not? Well, you know, my mama told me it was. My dad did, you know. My friends do. The, you know, all the commercials, all the marketing, advertising, that I read and see and listen to tells me it's about me. Have it my way. You deserve a break today. You can have it now. You can have it all. You deserve more. I mean, it goes on and on. And please don't mistake me. God loves to bless his kids. But friends, when you surrender your one and only life to Jesus, he is now the author and the commander of your life. And his ways are so much better than our ways. I love Psalm chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Then also 2 John chapter 1, verse 6 says, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." And friends, if I'm honest, most of the time when I'm trying to walk in my way, it's not always loving because it's selfish and it's about what's best for Greg. And I just want to encourage you today. Maybe those are some questions that you want to ask God, just like Moses did to the Israelites for they entered the promised land. Four lessons that we can learn from those two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 2 is 1, how's your humility? Are you staying humble? 2, your faith's going to be tested. If you're in a season of being tested in your faith, it's okay. God still loves you. God has not forgotten you. And I want to encourage you to stand on that. And remember Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Then I also ask you to do a little self-inventory today. What's inside your heart? You know, the Bible says what comes out of the mouth comes from your heart. And I want to encourage you, if it's kind of slipped upon you, but next thing you know, you're just kind of getting critical all the time and judging people. And, you know, it's not God honoring, number one. Plus two, Jesus very clearly said that, you know, the same measuring stick that you judge others with, you will be used to measure you too. And, man, that's a great reminder for me that I need to just take care of my lane in my life and not be worrying and judging as much about what other people are doing. Because, one, it's not God-honoring. Two, I'm going to be judged by the same standard. So for somebody listening today, man, that's definitely a heart issue. And that's one of our three lessons that we're taking away from that passage in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And last but not least, this one asks you today, are you living by what God's word says or by your way? And there's no substitute for that personal relationship with Jesus. And the fact of the matter is, he wants to help you and bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. But you know what? If you don't spend time with him, you don't know what he wants to do. And I want to encourage you, start reading your Bible. Start out in Proverbs, whatever the day of the week is, and read it. Today's the 27th, and read chapter 27. There's 31 chapters. I know some months don't have that, but I'm telling you, I've been doing that off and on now for probably over 15 years, and it's amazing. Different Bibles as I've read through them, and I'll have different things highlighted in different chapters of Proverbs because there's different seasons in my life that God is speaking to me about different things. And that's the beautiful thing about God's Word. It will speak to you. So right now, I want to encourage you, if you want to say, you know what, Greg, I do want to live by God's Word and not my way, start today with reading the day of the week, that chapter in Proverbs. Well, that's going to wrap up our talks about what we can learn from what Moses taught the people before they entered the promised land. Hope you'll join us next time. My name's Greg Horn on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.